We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and just a moment ago, we heard a track from Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite. They're going to be one of the bands performing this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern, along with Josh Eagle and the Harvest City, and dare I say, the guest of honor, the men of the hour, Human Cannonball. They're releasing their new album. It's called Let's Be Friends, and they have kind of a cool history with this show. We'll talk about that later. But first, we're going to hand things over to the WISO performance space for some live music from Human Cannonball.
Really wanna fight, but don't cause much sorrow.
Human Cannonball live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to chat with the band and hear a track from their new album, Let's Be Friends. But first, I think we want to hear some more live music. I'm going to hand things back over to the WISO performance space for some more tunes from Human Cannonball. And you can check them out this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. All the details coming up. But first, here's some more live music.
Well, it's been 3 hours on this road, just about a mile from my home. When Ohio 35, it started breathing. I can feel the lungs breathing under my wheels. I can feel the heart beating into my heels. When the whole damn thing collapsed into the river, oh, it breathed. As it goes and goes, but eventually this road will take me home. Now I'm standing Orion's overhead, shooting arrows begging for a bed. Broken bones and shattered homes beneath me. Thank you. his mother not to tell him what to do. Nature's been neglecting me, I've never had it made. And if you really want it, if you really need it, darling, please don't show it, that will surely stop the show. 'Cause I don't wanna lose you, darling, good God, and I lose you, darling. I don't wanna lose you too. Barbara and her son, 'cause that would surely ruin, darling, everything I've been doing, darling. I don't want to lose you to the barber and his son, to the barber and his son, to the barber and his son.
Human Cannonball live in the WYSO studios. You can check them out live on Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern, along with Tim Pritchard in the Boxcar Suite and Josh Eagle and the Harvest City. They'll be celebrating the release of Human Cannonball's new album. It's called Let's Be Friends. We're going to talk with the band here in just a moment about it, but first, let's hear a track from that one right now. This is called Stop Crying, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WYSO. From the new album from Human Cannonball. It's called Let's Be Friends, and it is going to be released on Saturday night. The release party is at Canal Street Tavern. Human Cannonball is going to be playing along with Tim Pritchard in the Boxcar Suite and Josh Eagle and the Harvest City. It is my pleasure to welcome Human Cannonball in the studio after quite a long time. Welcome back, guys.
Wonderful hello. To be here.
Hello.
So happy to have you all here.
Eric
so,
says hello.
Oh, yes. And hello to Eric Cassidy, who could not be here, but I understand is joining us online or listening online at least.
We miss you, buddy.
It's nice to be here, even in virtual.
That's right. That's right. Virtual beam in. So a bit of history for listeners who don't know. You guys were actually one of the first, if not the first band to perform live on Kaleidoscope some three and three quarters years ago. So it's been a little while. I think back then you guys were performing. I don't even know if you were calling yourselves Jesse Remnant and the Trainwrecks at that point. But you've gone through a couple of name changes and now you've got this album. Tell me about the road that led to Let's Be Friends being released.
Oh, gosh. just to give you some time perspective, you said that we were here 3.5 years ago. We were playing some of those same songs that time. We recorded the album it was August of 2010. So 2 years ago now, a little over 2 years ago. And we recorded it in the studio in Athens, Ohio, with our dear friend Josh Antonuccio. And, I can't explain why it took so long. And I'm not going to because it's a boring story. But, it's just all sorts of different things that, you know, led to it taking almost 2.5 years. But now it's finally coming out and we can not be more thrilled to finally let people hear it. And,
well, I should say that one of the things that's probably kept you guys busy is that you're all in about a gazillion other bands.
That's true, yeah.
How is balancing that out influenced or challenged this project?
Well, it's taken 2.5 years for it to come out. That's probably the biggest sign.
We determined at one point how many bands each of us were members of. It was it 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Something
like
amongst that.
Amongst 5 people.
It was a little bit of a challenge to get together sometimes.
And now we're in different cities, too. Like when we first started, we were all in Dayton. But now Eric's in Louisville and I'm in Columbus, so it just makes it, you know.
Actually, you in Columbus is like a godsend.
It was in Athens for a while.
Google Calendar helps a little bit when it works.
It does.
What's your songwriting process like being in all these different bands and being really busy? And Jesse, I know you're touring with Southeast Engine, mm-hmm. and everybody's got jobs and lives, and now there are babies and. How do you guys even tackle writing songs?
I don't know.
Magic.
Songwriting for me is like, it's my release, you know, it's what I do in my spare time and I can, you know. It's something I do whenever I get a little bit of spare time, you know, and it's just fun. As far as like getting together and arranging stuff, again, that's just a fun thing for us. It doesn't seem like a chore, you know, to travel or whatever just to meet up with these guys. You know, it's really fun, and I look forward to the days of 4 or 5 hour band practices.
Yeah, Jesse actually will usually just come in. He usually has a song in his head, like what he wants.
It's never done.
It's never finished, but he's got a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
And, like, just so when he was mixing the record, like maybe 3 or 4 songs on the record – that's why there's 16 tracks he would be mixing, and then he would say, oh, by the way, we did this. We re-recorded this song. You know, he played everything on, you know.
I think we went into the album with 12 songs, maybe, mm-hmm. and we recorded 19.
Wow.
Yeah, and 16 made it.
Yeah, but he would come back, like Christmas and Ghost Yard. Uh-huh. He would come back and say, here, I did this. But it was a nice, I forget the big word for it. It was a nice feel for the record, though, because we listened. The reason we wanted to play with Jesse was because of his solo record called "The Human Cannonball" that was back on Squid's Eye Records, and he played everything on that record. You know, and there's a definite feel. You know, when you have the songwriter that's playing, you know, playing everything, they come at it with different rules in their head, and you have to kind of learn their rules. So
there's something to be said about like the quote unquote creative juices. You know, like when we were recording, like I said, we had like 12 songs or so. And then just being in the studio and being around music all day for 3-4 days, it just allows you to, it makes you more creative because, like I said, the creative juices are flowing.
You're in the perfect spot.
And
too.
So, yeah, I wrote like probably like 8 or 10 more songs during that time. Only a couple of them got recorded. But, yeah, there's something to be said for that.
having gone through the recording process a while ago, do you go back and listen to these songs and find that they've evolved again in a live setting, that you've changed them a little bit or changed the way that you've played them from the way that you were playing them either in the studio or when you were getting ready to record the album?
Sure, yeah.
Definitely.
Some of the songs, like I say, we recorded this album 2 years ago, but some of the songs have been around for almost since the beginning of this band, which is about 4 years ago. And so, yeah, like Stop Crying was one of the very first songs we played, and that's on this record. And that song, I don't know, has it changed? Yeah, it's changed immensely.
Still the basic feel. Josh Antonuccio, who produced the record, yeah, he went in and he would say, try this and try that. And I know Brian and I were the only ones that actually recorded a record together before. And we're like, he can't change this now. We're in the studio now. But ultimately he was always right.
So. Yeah, it's great to have someone to challenge you to make it better.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh, if you're listening.
Yes, thank you.
Is that at all intimidating? I know you guys have all been a part of recording projects, both with Human Cannonball and with other bands. Is that intimidating when you go into a studio and, you as a band, as a group, have made certain decisions, and then you've got this other set of ears on the part of the engineer that you're working with who may have a completely different perspective that could make the song sound really good, but it's just a different perspective than what you've worked hard on for, the months leading up to the recording process. Is that intimidating or is it refreshing to have that perspective or a little of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's hard to let, as a songwriter, to let someone else change what you've done because it means a lot to you and to have someone say, no, that's not right. Don't do it that way. Let's try it this way. You're like, I don't want to. But ultimately, it can be a great positive thing to happen and ultimately make the song much better and make the whole feel of the record better, whether it be the way it sounds or, whatever. Yeah, I think it's – but, yeah, it can be hard too to let go of your baby,
There were a few things you said no to, I remember.
What?
I think. A few things you said no to Josh. You said,
oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's definitely the times where you just say, no, I don't want to do that. That's not right.
So the album is coming out Saturday. Mm-hmm. Big show celebrating the release at Canal Street Tavern, along with it's going to be you guys, Tim Pritchard in the Boxcar Suite, and Josh Eagle in the Harvest City. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be able to celebrate the release of this album with these other great bands I know who are friends of yours and you've played with before? What's that going to be like?
Awesome.
It's going to be a party. An intergalactic party, if you will.
Well, both you've seen Tim Pritchard in the Boxcar Suite, and Tim plays in Shrug with Brian and Ken and I. And I'm not going to be thrilled to go on after them because they're really, they know their stuff. I've told Tim that too. I was like, I don't want to play with you guys. And Josh Eagle, he's a great songwriter also. His band is super awesome. So, and it's kind of weird because it's just a little different style, the two bands and then us. So hopefully it'll meld. It's all good music, so it should be fine.
Yeah.
Not a stinker in the bunch.
And moving forward from Saturday night, what are your plans now that the album's going to be released? Are you guys looking to go back into the studio in the new year and record some of those bunches of songs, Jesse, that you said didn't get recorded this time around? Or have you guys thought that far ahead? Or are you just going to kind of enjoy this one now that it's
out? No, we've been thinking about it, and that's like a big reason for me. It was like, let's get this thing out so we can do something else, you know. It's like, but yeah, we've got, I at least have, you know, a whole batch of new songs that we can somehow piece together an album with. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, the songs are never done, but which is great about having these wonderful fellows to help me finish these songs.
Oh, shucks.
Because I guess I just don't have the focus to finish a song. But what was the question?
Exactly. What's the new year looking like for you guys?
recording.
We don't know. We're going to record. I don't know how we're going to record it, but we're going to do it. And hopefully have an album out in the next 10 years.
Yeah, it's another one of those cases of, you know, we're playing this show and then Jesse will go out on the road for a few weeks and then somebody will have something else to do. You're going to New Jersey, right, Ken?
Mm-hmm.
Ken goes to New Jersey in the winter. Don't ask why.
We don't know why.
We haven't figured that out yet.
The entire winter.
Yeah. So I know we have a show
that's
in Louisville.
Great winter vacation space.
Hibernates.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So you said you have a show in Louisville. Are you guys gonna try to get out on the road more with this group? I know Jesse, you're out on the road a lot with Southeast Engine. But are you guys planning on doing any even regional touring?
Yeah, I think there's a plan to do definitely some regional stuff. They're all looking at me like, there is.
You said it on the radio. It's got to happen now.
We're definitely going to do the towns that I have lived in. We're going to do Columbus and Athens. And
get you a couple weeks out of that.
Yeah, we'll try to get around and, you know, let some people hear the record. And
if people want to hear the record, where can they find it? Online? Is it going to be available online?
It
or?
Is indeed going to be available online. Right after this show, actually, after we're done here, we're going to post it on our Bandcamp, Human Cannonball, and it'll be free to stream. And then on Saturday, you can buy it.
Excellent, excellent.
I believe it's humancannonball.bandcamp.com.
Probably.
/nothing.
EDU. No. Or on our Facebook.
Yeah, if you find us on Facebook, we have a link over there.
And I can see the fabulous Glad Girl over there typing away. So if you need those links, fabulous Glad Girl who also performed this evening, yes. I have to say.
Yes. Thank you, Shelly.
She helped cover Eric's ultra high vocals on Chains. That was her.
How'd she do, Eric?
Let us know. Weigh in on Facebook. But yeah, if you're looking for the links to the album, they will be on our Facebook page as well. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And guys, do you guys have anything else coming up locally after this show? Or should people just keep an eye on the Facebook for upcoming
just keep an eye on the Facebook
stuff?
Yeah, just keep an eye on the face. We don't have anything at the moment. We've,
The Shrug or any of the other bands?
Well, yeah, Shrug, come see Shrug on
why not? Yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend, yeah.
Nice.
It'll be a good time.
Nice.
Yeah, check out Southeast Engine. Check their, they're an incredible band. I don't know if you've never heard them. I know you've heard them, but.
I hope our listeners have heard them because we've played the new one quite a bit.
They got that sibling harmony thing that makes us all wobbly.
We're touring from November 1st to November 10th.
Nice.
Northeast. Check the southeastengine.com for the tour dates.
And also, a lot of the songs we do live, we didn't do any tonight, but are from Jesse's solo record called The Human Cannonball, which you probably figured out that's where we got our name from. And you can actually listen to that on Bandcamp as well, and I think download it for $6, or if you luck out, you can still get some on the actual CD on Squid's Eye Records.
I was going to ask, I know where the name Human Cannonball comes from, in that it's from the first album, but what was the decision? Like, I know you switched the name a couple of times. How did you finally settle on Human Cannonball?
Well, I know the story goes, Jesse, I used to know Jesse when I used to work at Gem City Records, where I would see most of you you know, back in the day. And Jesse would come in, and I didn't know he played in a band. I didn't know he was musical at all. I know he had great taste in music. And then we were at a John Vanderslice show in Athens, and you gave our friend Craig a copy of your CD of The Human Cannibal. And I was like, hey.
Didn't I give you?
Yeah, you did. I was like, hey, I want a copy of that also. So I got a copy, and I'm driving home from Athens. I'm listening to it, and it's like, holy Moses, this is an incredible record. And I knew Eric with his you know, higher register vocals would work really well. So he got a copy, and he's like, whoa. And I talked we talked Jesse and opened a Shrug show for us. And we backed him up, and then we got Kenny, and we said, let's just do this as a band. And at that point, we were sort of like, I'm getting to a point here, I promise. at that point, we were like, well, we'll be Jesse Remnant's backing band. You know what I mean? It's Jesse Remnant. And then I think you wanted, correct me if I'm wrong, you wanted like a Jesse Remnant and you wanted a band. And then it sort of just kept evolving where,
yeah,
no, I don't want
to. At some point, it just didn't feel right to be Jesse Remnant and the something anymore, because we were making this record and it wasn't a singer-songwriter thing anymore. It wasn't just me. It was a very collaborative effort. And it just seemed right to just have a band name at that point.
And boy, did we go through the lists.
Yeah, at first it was really democratic, and then it was very...
We had a spreadsheet of about 60 names, and we actually voted on each one.
But the vote never ended up happening. It was just, I was just like, we're a Human Cannibal.
The dictator stepped in.
There was a moment where we needed a band name, and I won't get into that.
Because the record was coming out.
Yeah. And it's like, so we needed...
That was a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And we said, let's just go with that. I think Leo came up, the Southeast Engine drummer came up and said, why don't you call it Human Cannibal after the record, you know, because a lot of cool bands have done that, whether on purpose or not. And I'm like, well, we'd like to be a cool band, so we'll do that too. And that's what I think that's where we came from. I didn't like it at first.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did.
We were kind of like, but then it was weird, because then once it was its name, though, once that was the name, it was like, that's the name.
Yeah, now it fits.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
We don't fly or anything.
Yeah. You try to stay away from all actual Human Cannibal pictures and motifs and things. Is that the right word?
No carnival motif.
Right. No t-shirt with a guy shooting out of it like a bullet head or something.
Just got an idea for a t-shirt.
I would veto that t-shirt.
Well, guys, is there anything else that people ought to know before they come out and see you on Saturday night?
Bring money.
They should know that you have a beautiful studio here. We're very grateful to be back. It's amazing.
I was going to say it's quite the step up from when you were here some three and a half years ago.
We're standing in half the room, and it's still like tons more room than the other room was. Mm-hmm. Where we played last time.
It's true.
About to break out a soccer ball and have a
little hacky sack on Yellow Spring. Yeah.
It could happen.
They have a guy walking around with us selling them.
Somewhere.
That was in the 90s, dude.
Djembes and hacky sacks.
It could happen.
Sorry to my Yellow Springs friends.
Well, you should check these guys out. They're going to be at Canal Street Tavern Saturday night. It is the CD release show for Human Cannonball's new album. It's called Let's Be Friends. They're going to be playing with Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite and Josh Eagle and the Harvest City. And if you are the fifth caller at 769-1998, that's 769-1998, we will send you to the show for free, a pair of tickets. And if that was enough, we will also hook you up with a copy of this album, courtesy of these wonderful guys who brought them along this evening. Fifth caller, 769-1998. You get a pair of tickets to Saturday night's show and a copy of Human Cannonball's new album. It's called Let's Be Friends. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's so great to have you back in the studios with us.
Anytime, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing next week?
Come on back. You should be the house band.
Do you have any booked?
Hey, that'd be great.
Yeah, house band. It's Human Cannonball live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. If you missed any part of their set or you want to hear it again, we'll have it available to stream tomorrow at WISO.org. Check them out Saturday night, Canal Street Tavern, along with Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite. And this next band, they are Josh Eagle and the Harvest City, more good friends of the show. This is from their second most recent album, and this is Paper Stars. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.